Thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You might be listening digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, or online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. Hope you're having a good day. I'm having a pretty good one. Coming up in a minute, we're going to have an in-studio performance with the band Ida. But first, we do want to get to some news of the day. Here with some news headlines is Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
Allison, thanks, and good morning again, everyone. Just a day after the fifth anniversary of the war in Iraq, the total number of U.S. military deaths in the conflict is nearing 4,000. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from Baghdad.
The Associated Press casualty count put the total number of members of the U.S. military who have died in the war at 3,992. The figure includes 8 military civilians. The military says at least 3,253 soldiers have died as a result of hostile action. According to the U.S. military, violence across Iraq fell 60% at the end of last year. But more recently, there have been some high-profile bombings and attacks. In particular, there's been some focus on clashes between Iraqi police and the Mehdi army in the southern city of Kut. To now, one of the reasons for the decline in violence has been a ceasefire between Shiite cleric Muqtada el-Sadr's Mehdi army and the U.S. The concern is that the fighting in Kut is now an indication that the wider ceasefire won't hold. For now, Sadrist leaders are distancing themselves from the fighting in Kut.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Two State Department contractors were fired and a third disciplined for looking into the passport file of Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department officials say they're trying to determine whether the three had political motives for accessing Obama's computer file. But at this point, spokesman Sean McCormick says it appears to be nothing other than, as he put it, imprudent curiosity. Undersecretary of State for Management Pat Kennedy says those who supervised the contractors took immediate action when they were alerted on separate occasions in January, February, and March. But he says they failed to send the information up the chain at the department, so he didn't know until yesterday. He says he spoke to Obama staffers and will meet with them again today. Kennedy says he has no indication that the contractors passed any information on to anyone else or broke any laws.
That was NPR's Michelle Kellerman. In news from the campaign trail, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is endorsing Senator Obama. Richardson had launched his own campaign for the Democratic nomination this year, but dropped out of the race in January. Now Richardson is throwing his support to Obama, calling him a, quote, once-in-a-lifetime leader. And Michigan Democrats have dropped their push for a June 3rd do-over primary after deciding it had no chance with state lawmakers. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton made a swing through the state this week trying to persuade the legislature to hold a state-run contest so Michigan delegates could count in the national convention. Backers of candidate Barack Obama stymied the measure in the state Senate. New York City officials have arrested an inspector in their investigation of last weekend's crane collapse, which killed 7 people. NPR's Mike Pesca has more.
Edward Marquette was arrested Wednesday on charges of falsifying business records. He was assigned to inspect a nearly 200-foot-tall construction crane after a neighborhood association complained that the massive piece of equipment appeared unsafe. Marquette never did inspect the crane, the city alleges, and as a result, one entire building was demolished, parts of several others damaged, and 6 construction workers and a tourist lost their lives. The buildings department has begun inspections of all 253 cranes currently operating in New York.
That was NPR's Mike Pesca reporting. And that's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.